Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning on 107.1 The Boss is brought to you by DeluxeCarCareLLC.com, home of the Deluxe Rinseless Detailing Kit for a shine above the rest.
If this happened to me, it would be a total crisis. I don't know that I'd be able to get through the show, or I would have had to have turned around and gone home. Because we're driving in, we're about halfway here to the radio station, and Rochelle goes, I don't know if I have my phone. I said, what do you mean? Yeah. And so she's checking her pockets. She's doing the tap. You see people when they tap their breast pockets, their pants pockets.
You either forgot your mask or you forgot your phone.
Yeah. And then she checks her purse. And Rochelle, when she drives, does this thing. I think this is a mom thing. I don't know how you do this, but you get this reach around with your left arm where you're able to reach somehow from the driver's seat into the back seat of the car without looking.
You can't do that.
Keep your eyes on the road. And then just with your hand, like an octopus,
you're
able to whittle your way through your purse and see if your phone or whatever it is you're looking for is in there. It turns out you left your phone at home.
I did.
And then upon thinking about this and retracing your steps in your head, you realize you left it in the bathroom while you're getting your hair ready this morning. He said, well, it's no big deal. I said, we should turn around. You can go get it. We still got time. We left early enough. He said, no, it's no big deal. I don't need it. If I left the house without my phone, I would have a complete meltdown. Now, I know I said just a week or so ago that whenever it is that I'm not doing a show, I probably will just disconnect and disappear and never look at a phone. But I would want a flip phone. You know, I'd want to be able to get a phone call or a message if somebody needed me. I do not need a smartphone. But I definitely get nervous now leaving the house without some way, in case I get stuck somewhere, I get, travel trouble. I like to have a phone for that purpose. So for that reason, or if someone needed to call me, or there's a crisis, I'd be very nervous.
I just don't care. Like, I know that like, I don't. What am I going to do? Like, you said, well, what if one of the kids calls you?
I'm a 4-hour drive away.
I can't get to them right now anyway, and we're at work. What am I going to do anyway? So there's nothing I can really do. You are there, so if the car did break down, I could have used your phone.
And listen, these are all practical answers, but I have a rational fear of not having my phone.
You do. You get like that even with your battery. Like, if it gets below 50%, you're like, I got to plug in. I'm like, why?
That's not true. I'll let it get down to like 30, but then I start getting nervous. I'm certainly not going to leave the house at 30%. Oh, my God.
Vinny, can you leave your house without your phone?
I guess I could, but I just prefer not to, because sometimes I'm not going to come home for a while, and I need my phone.
I wouldn't want anybody at your house to see what's on your phone. That's the reason you shouldn't leave it behind.
Usually I'm by myself, so I need my phone because just in case anything happens, you know, I'm going to be by myself or something.
I think the most important thing about me and my phone is I need it for the map. So other than that,
but there's a GPS in the car.
Exactly. So I don't need it.
Okay.
I don't care.
Leaving the house with the battery at 30% on your phone is like knowing you get a pee and then leaving the house anyway. You could get stuck in traffic. You could end up at the hot. There's all kinds of problems that could happen, you know?
I do that all the time.
I'm sure.
I was in bed.
Okay. All right.
I really just don't see the big deal.
Usual, I'm sorry I brought all of this up, okay? It's Robbie, Rochelle, intern Vince, added for Thursday, January the 27th, 2022. By the way, we got a couple of messages yesterday. Vinny was telling us about this new show he likes, Euphoria.
Mm-hmm.
We had a bunch of people suggest shows that we should watch. I think the top two were Ozark, which you mentioned on the air.
Yeah.
And then we got a couple of calls about that Ted Lasso
show.
With Jason Sudeikis.
I heard that. I love Jason Sudeikis, but I've heard a lot of good things about that show.
You know who don't love Jason Sudeikis?
Who?
Olivia Wilde. You don't love him. He doesn't love him at all anymore. You get the Harry Styles guy now.
Well, I mean, who wouldn't?
But we found a couple of new shows, and I get so excited when I find a couple of new shows. There's like 20 episodes, and I'm like, good. Mm-hmm. We got something to do for the next couple of weeks here.
Yeah.
Vinny, have you heard of that show? I know you're a superhero fan like me. Have you heard of the Pennyworth? It's about Batman's butler, you know, Alfred, the old guy?
Yeah.
When he's a young guy. It's about how he, you know, met the Bruce Wayne's family and all of that. Before Batman, yeah, that was pretty good. It's all British actors because it takes place in London. He grew up there.
It's a little stressful.
It was suspenseful, is what I would say.
I guess I didn't expect that, because when you think of Alfred, you just think of this sweet little old guy, and I know it's about him
as a young man.
But like, it was just a little. I had to sit on my phone and order off of Amazon because I got a little stressed.
They have him starting out as a bouncer,
yeah.
And he works at a nightclub. He picks up one of the dancers. They go on a little date. Mm-hmm. And you start making out with her. I go, get it, Alfred. It's kind of a weird thing to say when you think about it. And there's another show. It looks like a knockoff of Bridgerton that HBO's could go in the Gilded Age.
Yeah. So this show, your parents told us about this because it takes place in...
There's a bunch of castles up in New England where I grew up.
Right.
And so they filmed it there, and my parents were all excited.
Right. Now,
it's like, oh, we drove by there once after we had dinner with the Higgins. You remember?
Have your parents ever seen Bridgerton?
No, my mother knew what it was because
are they the ones who compared it to? Because
no.
Because if you haven't seen Bridgerton,
no,
you're missing out. Number one, And number two, there's like a lot of sex.
Yeah,
so
I understand
I'm
that.
Just wondering, is this show actually like Bridgerton?
No, I'm saying that because I read the review of it.
Oh, okay.
And it's being called kind of a Bridgerton knockoff, you know? Just like
so
Game of Thrones.
So your parents are going to be watching this show though, right?
Well, they watched it already. They didn't say anything about sex or anything like
that. Oh, okay. So it's not like Bridgerton because that's what...
Well, again, it's a period piece show, and it's...
All you're saying is that it takes place in England, then, right?
Okay, yeah, I guess so. I don't know why you're berating me over this.
Because if you're comparing it to Bridgerton, there's a reason that Bridgerton was so...
What are you, the president of the Bridgerton fan club? Would you calm down about this?
I could be.
Jesus. Not that big a deal, okay?
I was just wondering, because I found it awkward if your parents were, like, sitting in their basement... watching Bridgerton, and then they recommended it to you.
These same castles, if you've ever seen the old Robert Redford version of The Great Gatsby,
right.
They filmed them in the same place.
Mm-hmm.
They might have done the Leo ones here. I don't know. So they always go to these, they're built by the Astors and the Vanderbilts
mansions,
and those kind of people.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's where they film a lot of these period piece shows.
Mm-hmm.
So because of that, my parents get excited. They're like, oh, that's right down
the... Oh, I get that.
Not that they live in a castle, but, you know, that's within driving distance of us, and they made a movie. I don't know why, but they get excited about this. They filmed the Hocus Pocus movie over there, or at least a couple of the scenes.
Yeah, now they're filming the newest one there.
The
other one was actually filmed in Salem, but they're doing the newest one over there.
They didn't say anything about that, though, but I know that was filmed. They film a lot of movies at these fancy old homes that are...
Yeah.
Anyhow, I don't know why I brought any of that up, but have you seen Ted Lasso, Vinny? Should we see that?
No, I haven't, I'm not really sure if it's good enough.
It's a sports show, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
It's some soccer thing, I think.
Yeah, I just know that for Halloween, everybody was dressed up as Ted Lasso.
They just wanted to do the mustache, that's what it is.
Right, in the short shorts. So I had no idea what it was about, but I knew the costume.
Well, talking about things that you thought were one thing and not another, there was something on Reddit this morning that I grabbed, so let me mention this to you. There's people saying these are things that I thought were a thing until I realized that they were not a thing.
Okay.
And some of these people say they had they got in a relationship and they tried it with a person. The person went, wait, what? That's not what it is. For example, this lady says, I always thought bananas were spicy. My mouth always burned after eating them. I was 27 when I found out
she's
they are
allergic.
Not spicy. I have an allergic reaction to bananas. I just used to think that's how bananas tasted.
Oh, my gosh. That's awful.
She said she was out to brunch with friends, and they told her she should try the EpiPen, and immediately went away. She realized she had an allergy. Can you imagine that?
Oh, my gosh. That's crazy, though, to go through your whole life thinking bananas are spicy.
There's a guy here named Bob. He goes, I get in a relationship with a woman, and I would get upset because she turned her shower on, leave it running for 5 or 6 minutes before she gets in. Asked around. Turns out most people do this. They turn on the shower, let it get hot before they go in. I was dealing with cold water every morning until it warmed up for years.
Wait, so he would get in the shower and turn it on while he was in the shower?
Somehow never occurred to him that he should turn it on before he gets in. He just turned it right on and go. It starts cold. It's just the way it is.
I wonder if this is one of those things, because you've had some of that stuff you've experienced with your family where they're like, well, this is what it is, so you just assume that's what it is.
Yeah.
That's got to be one of those things where your parents are like, don't waste the water. Just get in right away and start.
There's another guy here that says that he would always sleep at the front of the bed. In other words, the bed is up against the wall, and then the other side of it not against the wall, but he'd put his head. Now you get in bed and you would sleep.
And he thought that was the way to do it?
Like if you see a bed up against a wall, right?
Right.
You would probably
put the pillows
against the wall and sleep and have your head there and your feet on the other side, right? He would go the opposite direction. He said no one ever, until he was in a relationship, he didn't realize that most people do not sleep.
I mean, it's called a headboard.
I don't know. I guess
there's a headboard and a footboard.
I guess he thought maybe doing push-ups with his leg workout. I don't know.
Okay. All right.
Another shower one here. There's a guy. His name is Norman. He says when he showered, he grew up with a mom and two older sisters. Dad was not in the picture. He always saw them put the towel around their whole body, so naturally he did the same thing. He said, I was 37 and decided to join a country club and realized that the men just had the towel around their waist, and I finally put two and two together. They were covering their boobs, and I didn't need to do that.
Oh, that kind of breaks my heart.
Poor Norman. He doesn't have boobs, or maybe he does. I really don't know.
Sad but and
on a
funny at the same time.
Ted Lasso, you'll be just fine. All right, on the way this morning, tipsy or toddler. Amazing stories. It's up to you to decide this happened to the person when they were a little child and didn't know any better, or when they were a drunk adult.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, we'll do the 13-second challenge. This has been trending since that Chiefs-Bills game the other day. The football game, you know, Patrick Mahomes throws that football 13 seconds. Anyway, we'll give a couple of 13-second challenges going.
Oh, boy.
Later on this hour. I realize it's first world problems to the nth degree. But I keep thinking about what we should do for an intro for the CBB here. I just wanted to have some sort of show business. And I mentioned, we'll play the jingle. This is the original jingle thing. See, that's silly. We don't want to do that. Although we did, though.
I don't know.
We got new jingles not that long ago, and we got some people complaining about them. Well. We had some people say they loved him, but we also had some people complaining about him.
Sure.
Matter of fact, one lady said it reminded her of this, if you remember Petticoat Junction.
Come ride the little train that is rolling down the tracks to the junction. Forget about your cares, it is time to relax at the junction.
I kind of like this.
I kind of like that. It's kind of soothing.
Lots of curves, you bet, and even more.
What is that from a cartoon?
No, it was like a Beverly Hillbillies kind of show.
Oh, okay.
In the 50s. Our jingles don't sound like that.
No, I wouldn't. No.
They also cost like, a lot of money, so like I don't know what that's about. Stuff. But anyway.
It could be like maybe that with some lasers.
Now, you said they reminded you of the old Super Mario Brothers game on Nintendo.
Yeah, that's
that
what
I can
hear.
Understand.
That's
so.
What I hear.
This is why I'm trying to come up with some new things. So.
Okay.
Thank you, as always, for your feedback. Although I prefer you keep your opinions to yourself, but that's all right.
Wow.
The CBB is where we highlight events going on in the community, people trying to make a difference. This is what I'm talking about. This is giving back to your fellow person or animal or community or whatever the deal is. You can send them into us. Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning page at 1071theboss.com or on our Facebook pages. The Fly Fishing Show is happening this weekend, the Convention Center in Edison, connecting customers with business owners, manufacturers, and other fly fishing professionals. Hi, I'm Bob, fly fishing professional. Here's my card. TheArticulateFly.com for all the details. My goodness, that fly is well spoken. He's got a vocab for days.
Okay.
Winter Craft and Collectible Show is going on down in Cape May at the Convention Hall February 19th and 20th. That'd be a nice little weekend getaway, you know?
Yeah.
Shop for unique handmade gifts, seasonal decorations, one of the most popular shows of the year on the Jersey Shore. Vendor booths are still available at Winter Crafts and Collectible Show on Facebook. Just search them for all the details on that one. And here it comes. It's the American Bridal Show Wedding Expo Sunday starting at 12:30 at the Ocean Place Resort and Spa in Long Branch. Wedding professionals enter for great prizes, including a free honeymoon.
Ooh!
AmericanBride.com for all the info. You sound like the girl from Schnitz Creek when you do that. I gotta be honest with you.
Ew, David!
Don't do that.
Don't!
There are gonna be plenty of girls like that at the bridal fair, okay?
Oh.
I'm rethinking everything. You can... I mean, not us. I'm just saying a guy who is getting married to somebody like that. Forget it. This is why I need a jingle. Nikki, a complete list of boss events on tour at 1071theboss.com. A couple of things we thought you needed to know this morning. Travi, Rochelle, intern Vince. Vinny is kind of our resident sports guy, so I'm sure you saw a little clip at least of the game the other day. Patrick Mahomes, the Chiefs, drove the 25-yard line, kick a game-tying field goal against the Bills in 13 seconds. They ended up winning that game. If you're not, you know, following sports. But what was amazing, even if you don't care about football, was seeing this clip, seeing how fast they did it, the 13-second deal. So now there's a hashtag 13-second challenge. These challenges pop up. I always think of the ice bucket challenge.
Oh, yeah.
You know, these hashtag challenges pop up on TikTok, and then people do them on Facebook. Facebook's kind of, you know, once it reaches old people like me, if they finally know about it. Yeah, but I think it started with kids on TikTok.
Sure.
Have you seen this thing? Did you see that game the other day?
I watched the game. I did not see the... challenge
13
and
seconds
actually, which sadly I didn't see that part of the game. I
the most exciting part.
Yeah,
you didn't
I
see
it off before it.
Well, I'm sure you saw it on SportsCenter 12 times.
Yeah,
oh, so.
Yeah, I've been watching it nonstop now.
Just watch your SportsCenter on a loop all
there
day long.
You go.
It's like you saw the story
does.
Four times now. I don't know why.
I don't get that.
Anyhow, there's a couple of examples. These are people are trying to do unusual things
in
only
13 seconds,
and they post a video of themselves doing it because you know.
Oh, I've got one.
I know what it is, Vinny. Oh. I know.
Oh my God. Sometimes I just want to melt. Here's a guy on TikTok. He's running down his driveway in a circle.
What's he trying to do?
He's getting his trash.
Oh.
Got the trash can at the curb. He's rolling it back.
That was it empty?
Yeah, that was 13 seconds. No, well, yeah, the trash was empty. Looks
well,
like he brought it out.
That's not a challenge.
Yeah,
come
but this
on.
Guy had a long driveway. You didn't see the video.
I guess.
Here's one from Joey Chestnut, you know, the hot dog eating
oh,
guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
How long did it take Joey Chestnut to drink a gallon of milk?
Oh, well, he's opening up a gallon of milk, and here we go. Oh, my God.
A full gallon?
He's drinking
he's
the whole
the
gallon.
He's the hot dog guy, right?
Chugging it. That is impressive.
Oh, I hate the sound of people chugging.
Man, look at him go. This is impressive. That's it.
Jeez.
Did it. 12 seconds.
12 seconds?
Did it beat the record.
A whole gallon?
Drank a whole gallon of milk. I thought he was just a hot dog
did
guy.
Did he puke?
It doesn't say anything about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I mean, might have turned the video off of, but I had to have puked.
Ah, can you, a whole gallon in 13 seconds?
You know, the worst part is you got number two milk. It's not even whole milk.
Well, whole milk would be even harder to chug.
At least it tastes better. I don't know about that. So there's a couple of things people are trying out here to do their 13-second challenge. You want to try a couple of these?
Okay.
You want to, each of us has a cup of coffee here, right? Kind of a thermos of coffee, if you will. How many ounces would you say that is?
I have a blender bottle. It's 20 ounces.
Okay, it's filled with coffee right now. No, it is not scalding hot coffee.
No, it's iced coffee.
Okay, are you able to...
You think I can do this whole thing?
I'll be honest with you. It's not even filled all the way to the top, but there's probably about an inch or so of it that isn't... can you drink all of it, chug it?
In 13 seconds, are you going to time me?
Yeah, hang on.
I'm going to take my headphones off in case I get wet. Hold on.
We can do that. You're not going to throw up if I have you do this, are you?
I hope not.
I don't want to make a mess in here.
All right.
All right, here we go. We got the timer ready to go.
Tell me when to go.
Go. You got the Star Wars music going? And that's it. How'd you do?
I'm soaked.
Oh, my God.
I'm soaked. I think I did maybe.
You smell like coffee.
I don't know how much you think is left in there.
I don't know, maybe 20%.
No, not 20%.
You didn't
come
get very
on.
Much of it in.
Come on. It's hard.
You're okay? You're probably caffeinated now. That must have felt good.
I'm all wet.
I don't wake you. You should do that every morning to wake up. Look, good thing you're wearing a black top today.
Yeah, that was.
That's going to hit your colon in about 10 minutes.
Yeah. He is right about that. All right, Vinny, here you go. Can you recite the entire alphabet twice in 13
twice?
Seconds?
Oh, gosh. Probably not, but try.
All right, hang on. Let me bring up the ready, set, go.
A, B, C, D, F, G, A, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, and Z. A, B, C, D, F, G, A, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, and Z.
You definitely forgot some letters in there.
We forgot some letters, but, you know, not bad for 9 seconds. Not bad at all.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, there is a couple other. Drink a jar of hot salsa.
Oh.
Ooh.
No, I'm glad we don't have any we don't have any salsa here, right? I don't
put your hair in a ponytail.
Oh, I could do that in like 2 seconds. That doesn't come on. 13 seconds? Could you text the entire alphabet in 13 seconds?
Could I text it?
Uh-huh.
I mean, I suppose. You want to give it a shot?
Yeah.
I can try doing that.
Let me put the timer on and text. You can text Vinny and I. We have
doesn't have to be in
chat.
Caps, does it?
No.
All right.
Let me hold on. How do I get my timer? Stopwatch, right?
Yeah, it's under stopwatch.
Ready?
I guess.
Set. Go.
B, C, D, E, F, A, H, I, J, K, L, N, O, P, Q, R, S.
13 seconds is kind of a long time.
V, W, X, Y, Z. Text.
You did it.
Did I do it?
1266.
No. Look at that.
You did it.
You get the text message to prove it, right?
Yep.
I thought you were going to have me introduce a record or something, and you had to do the text message challenge.
I don't want to hear that.
I want to have arthritis of the thumbs. We will have the results of our poll, which we had going on our Instagram pages yesterday. We're curious if you'd like us to continue with mom confessions or broaden it to all confessions or some other kind of confession. Because it wasn't always mom confessions. It was at first quarantine confessions way back at the beginning of 2020, the beginning of COVID and all of that. And I was thinking a good one would be relationship confessions.
Oh, yeah.
Specifically divorce confessions.
Oh.
Speaking of early 2020, I was reading about Kelly Clarkson. You know, she's been separated from her former husband, Brandon Blackstock.
Yeah, Reba's son, right?
Reba McEntire's son for a while now. And because the divorce has not been finalized, she's something called legally single. It took her a year and a half, but she got a judge to grant her that this past September.
Oh, yeah.
They're still, I guess they agreed on the kids, you know, who's getting custody and all that business, but they're still disputing money and property.
Okay.
And he is living in a ranch that they used to own together in Montana, and the judge said he can live there, but he has to make payments now if he's going to live there, and he's saying he can't make payments and that she should pay, and she goes, well, no, I'm not going to pay.
Right. She's so not living there.
I'm just reading through the whole thing here. Is that crazy? It takes that long?
Yes. No, it's not crazy. I know how long it takes. It takes a long time. I think Kim Kardashian actually just filed to be legally separated as well because she filed for divorce.
Is legally single, legally separated two different things?
Single is what I mean. I think that's another term for legally separated, meaning that you can separate your assets, but you're still technically married.
Here's the other thing I don't understand about the thing is, like you said, this is Reba McEntire's son, and he's got his own business.
Yeah.
I think he might be an attorney or a manager or something like that. You're telling me he can't afford his own house?
Well, I'm sure he can. can, but Kelly clearly makes a lot more money than him. And
well,
so,
he filed something saying he can't pay. That doesn't seem it could be possible.
Who knows what that mortgage is, though?
You just call up mom. I bet Reba's got more money than everybody. Come on.
Mom.
All right. So now, divorce confessions might be a good one. I don't know if I want to hear that every day, but maybe we could do one every day of the week.
Yeah, that could be. Maybe we could switch them up each day.
We got a couple of hundred votes on this, which is kind of amazing to me that anybody really cared.
Yeah.
But we said yes or no, hashtag mom confession, should we change it up? And it was a 56% no.
Okay.
So pretty much a 50-50 split of yes, we should, yes, we shouldn't.
Either you hate it or you love it.
So maybe we do it every day, but then we add a confession that has nothing to do with moms?
I don't know.
Not sure what to do.
I don't know. I feel like it just kind of singles some people out. Like, I know sometimes we put dad confessions in there,
but listen, I'm not a mom, and I enjoy hearing about
them
every day.
That's true.
Who doesn't love mom? What's the matter with you?
I guess that's true.
Let's do a couple right now. Hashtag mom, M-O-M mom. Confessions. Now, by the way, this could be something you remember from your mom. If your dear old mom is not around or whatever it is, that's okay. Mm-hmm. This could be a grandma confession. Yes, we do hear from dad sometimes. Mm-hmm. Confessions like these, we search that hashtag and then share them on the radio every day, 720-920.
Alyssa Shea said, my stepson is only 2 weeks into his first relationship with a girlfriend and he's already down 17 sweatshirts.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Alex Budd said, my six-year-old is really into dinosaurs, and he told me the other day that I'm not allowed to play with his dinosaurs because I don't know how to say the dinosaur names correctly. Tough rules coming from a person who had difficulty reading the word arm the other day.
That reminds me, a follow-up to a story we brought you earlier this week. You remember we had that footage of The Rock, and he had a dinosaur bones behind him? He is now saying they are not real dinosaur bones, and that people should calm down. I think they are real dinosaur bones, and he just wants people to leave him alone about it.
I think
The Rock has stolen dinosaur bones from the museum. That's what I think.
I think either real or fake, they were still expensive, let's be honest.
Somebody needs to call Nick Cage, do a little National Treasure investigation who stole the dinosaur bones.
At Gavin's Mommy 18 said, my husband's been teaching our three-year-old about football, but explaining that toys on the floor are maximizing zone coverage was a bit much.
No, a little bit much.
A little bit much.
Hashtag mom.
Confession.
At least for now. Back tomorrow, I promise you that, 720 and 920. So send one in if you got one, and we'll search that hashtag, might share yours. This is pretty good. Something from lovecalculator.com. Now we're starting to get that Valentine's Day feeling in our bones, right?
Mm-hmm.
Lovecalculator.com tells you the chances of a relationship working out. It'll even give you a few sentences of things you need to work on. You put in a photograph of the person and of yourself that you may or may not be in a relationship with. Doesn't necessarily have to be a romantic relationship. They don't know.
Okay.
And you give them a little information. You say their gender, you say their age, you put the picture up there, you say their profession, they ask you a couple of things, your favorite movie. There's about six or seven questions on each of them. So we took the time to go through and do Love Calculator here for each of us in every possible combination.
Okay.
And I'm gonna go ahead and give you a spoiler alert and say that it will not be what you think. Because if you've never listened before, Rochelle and I are a couple.
Right.
And obviously there's Vinny, and we love Vinny. He's like family.
Right.
But this will not work out the way you think. For example, I put in you and I put in the information about us. Robbie and Rochelle, 18% chance of success.
That's it?
Just 18 out of 100.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
Love Calculator thinks a relationship could possibly work out, but the chance is small, only 18%. A successful relationship is possible, but you both have to put the work in. Yeah, that's true of any relationship.
Sure.
We can't sit back and think everything will just work out. Because it might not be working out the way we wanted to. We should spend as much time together as possible. I mean, we're already doing that.
Yeah.
There's not a moment that goes by.
Right.
Again, the chance of a relationship working out is small, but if you work hard, there is a possibility. So we need to spend even more time together. I don't know how that's possible.
Is that possible?
You chugged all that coffee.
Is that necessary?
I guess we could do that. Now, here's what's crazy. Rochelle and Vinny, a 22% chance of success.
What's up, Vinny?
If you two were to become a couple.
So a better chance than you and I?
Says the relationship is possible. You'll have to work on it. You won't be able to sit back, blah, blah, blah. You have to spend as much time together as possible. Very
That's
similar.
The same thing.
Yeah, very similar here. It says your signs should align.
Oh, okay.
Because I put in your birthdays.
Oh, I see. Like our zodiac signs?
Yeah.
Benny, what are you? What is your zodiac sign?
Aries?
Yeah,
Aries.
That's what I put in.
Okay.
So hopefully that was right.
Okay.
Now, here's the craziest thing. It says you and me, Vin, 64% chance of love.
Look at that.
It does say that our relationship might suffer some ups and downs. We'll be hot and heavy one day and fight the next.
That sounds about right.
It's sharing our feelings, being vulnerable, and coming through it.
This sounds about right.
To get together.
I can be vulnerable.
We have more than a 50% chance that a relationship between you and me, if we did a little Brokeback Mountain, would work out.
What does that say to show that you and Rochelle or I, Rochelle's matches are like low percentages, yet yours and I's are 60-something percent. I mean, that's pretty crazy, man.
It says our zodiac signs would be in sync. It says our mutual interests. You know, like I listed ESPN as your favorite TV show.
64% is higher than the average rate of divorce. So, I mean...
the average rate of a successful relationship is 52%. Right. We were at 64. Wow. You and I only at 18. So, this kind of makes me question my entire life. I have to be honest
with you. LoveCalculator.com makes you question your entire life.
Hey, listen, it's a $1.99 app. It's not like it's free, okay?
You paid for that?
No, this is all baloney. Just to put this in perspective for you, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Biden, Donald Trump, also a 64% match. I feel like this thing is in favor of bromances, okay?
Maybe it is.
I put in that actor from Bridgerton. We were talking about him earlier here.
Oh, yeah.
Roger Jean-Page.
Yes.
And you guys had a 26% chance.
Woo! Let's see. Let's do this. Let's do Robbie.
You're going to put me in there with Sally Field, aren't
you?
No! Yeah.
You don't know? Let's see. 70%!
See what I'm saying? Worth the $1.99,
wow.
People. Worth the $1.99. Put me in there with Elon Musk. I keep railing on him every couple of days.
Zero.
I take it back.
It says zero.
I take it back.
Wow.
It's Robbie, Rochelle, intern Vince. If this is the only time you have listened this week, first of all, what's up with that?
What's up with that?
We're toiling away 5 days a week, repeats on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
But anyhow, you're here on a good day. Because it's Thursday, it's Thirsty Thursday, time for Tipsy or Toddler. You know the deal. If you have heard the show on a Thursday before, we line up some callers. We have four of them ready to go. We'll get to as many as we can. Each of them has an extraordinary story. It's up to us to figure out, did this happen to them when they were just a wee little child that didn't know any better, or when they were a stupid drunk-ass adult? Okay? Line number one.
I tripped a nun causing her to go to the hospital.
You tripped
what?
A nun?
A nun?
And she had to go to the hospital. I'm going to guess you were a little kid
like a Catholic school.
Going to Catholic school or something like that, Vin.
Yeah.
Got to be a kid, right?
I hope so.
Yeah, I hope
so. If not, you're going to hell.
Well.
So when I was a little kid in church, I couldn't help but keep myself still. So my parents were just getting so upset and mad at me because I was just getting up and roaming around all over the service. And I accidentally tripped. Our church's most beloved nun, Sister Patrice, and she actually had to go to the hospital, and she was in her late 80s, but luckily
she's
totally fine now, and she bounced back, so thank God for that, and she forgave me.
Oh, my God. Well, you're lucky she forgave you. Those nuns are tough.
What did your mother used to call the ushers at your church?
She called them the church police. This is true. Now, I grew up Roman Catholic, and right. So, you know, they got all the pomp and circumstance. You go to the mass, and they get the guys with the blazers. They come around with the basket, and they escort someone up to bring the gifts to the altar and all that business. And it's really pretty if you go to the mass, right? And to be quiet, when I was a child, my mother would say, you don't want to upset the church police because they'll arrest you.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember there was this one guy who had these big bushy eyebrows and he was bald. And I was so afraid of him because he was like the captain of the church police.
What do you think would have happened if you accidentally tripped him?
I don't know.
Would you not be here?
There were no nuns at the church.
That's
and I
true.
Know there were no nuns in residency. It was just the priest. So and he was kind of a little fat, jolly guy. So luckily, at least when I was a kid, so I wasn't afraid of him. Let's grab another one. This is Will on line three.
I belly flopped on a jellyfish.
You belly flopped on a jellyfish.
Ouch, 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 ouch.
That sounds like the name of a Red Hot Chili Peppers album.
I mean,
belly
flop on a jellyfish.
As long as you touch the top, just jump on the top like Nemo.
Yeah.
Well. I think he was a drunk adult who shouldn't have been swimming.
Yeah.
All right, what's the story, Will?
I was a drunk adult.
Yeah.
I was at Juno Beach partying with my friends. One of the girls we were with accidentally stepped on a jellyfish.
Oh, boy.
She started to freak out, so I wanted to make her feel like she wasn't alone, and I decided to belly flop on that jellyfish. In solidarity.
Yeah.
Solidarity.
Like, but I was drunk, so I didn't care. But the cool part of the story is that we've actually been a couple ever since that moment.
Oh, work for you, huh? Well, congratulations on that.
What a sweet story to tell the grandkids.
He's so woke. He joined her in solidarity of her.
You know how we met? We jumped on jellyfish together.
Is that the deal where you're supposed to pee on your friend's foot if they get bit by the jellyfish?
Mm-hmm. They sting you. They don't bite. Yeah.
All right. Let's grab maybe one more. Here's Gail. She's on line one. Hi, Gail.
I accidentally ironed my face and had to go to the ER.
You ironed your face. and had to go to the ER. This is like a Marv from Home Alone.
I'm going drunk adult. She was trying to straighten her hair. I guarantee it.
Oh, yeah. Gosh.
I'm telling you, any woman over the age of 30, remember sitting in their living room when they were a kid with an iron on their hair trying to straighten their hair before they had hair straighteners. I guarantee she's a drunk adult.
Makes sense. You know what? I'll agree.
But I know they've got the actual hair curlers that get hot. What do you need an iron for?
That's just how we used to do it. I'm telling you.
All right. What's the deal?
Let's just say I was a really drunk adult.
Okay.
I used to live in Colorado, and it gets really cold there.
Oh.
So one night, our heater was broken, and I decided it was a good idea to grab a hot iron and try to heat up my face by ironing it.
ER. My God. Well,
not quite what
not what you expected, huh? I wonder if she got rid of any early crow's feet around the eyes.
Oh, my gosh. She just melted them off.
All right. What do you say? What do you say we stick in one more? Let's go back to line two. This is Mitch.
I got choked up by a drunk soccer mom.
I'm sorry. You got choked up by a drunk soccer mom? What did you say?
Choked out.
Choked out.
Choked out by a drunk soccer mom. What's that mean? What's choked out mean?
Like someone choked him until he passed out?
Oh.
Well, drunk adult, right? Like, why would a soccer mom
choking
at the kids?
I bet he was a kid. He's playing soccer, and the mom was mad that he scored a goal.
Or
it
was his
kid.
Mom?
I don't know. What's the deal, Mitch?
I was a drunk adult.
Okay.
My daughter used to play in the youth soccer league, remained the parents would drink and get really hammered. I thought one of the players on the field was playing a little rough, a little dirty, and I said something about it. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I suddenly felt these two hands just come around my neck and start choking me. Everyone was so drunk that nobody noticed at first. Finally, the police were called out, but no one was arrested.
Well, that's good.
Wow.
Okay, thanks, Mitch. By the way, a lot of people pay good money for that sort of thing, so.
Oh, boy.
Not saying it's for everybody, but.
Kiwi's my safe word.
Tipsy or toddler. All right, stay connected with us anytime on all the socials, wherever you get your podcast. Just search us, Robbie and Rochelle. We'll say yes. We'll accept your friend request.
Yeah.
All right, time for Robbie and Rochelle's Fast Five. Five big trending stories we thought you needed to know to be in the know. So here we go at number one. Or I'm supposed to go backwards from number five
matter.
To number one. I'm still on.
I like 5 to 1 personally because I feel like it's anticlimactic going 1 to 5.
Why can't 5 be the biggest?
I don't know. In other words, like number three, not first, you're last.
Are we really debating this?
No.
Hey, nobody cares. Nobody cares.
Well, just to be obstinate, I'm going to do it my way.
Okay.
So here we go. Number one, it's today on TikTok. There's a TikToker known as Money Lawyer Erica. She posts tips on how to get bargains. Some people think she goes after stores unnecessarily. For example, she called up Costco, and based on their 30-day price guarantee, she fought with them over $40 for a client.
Oh, wow.
Hi, I just bought that TV recently, and it's $400 off now. Nothing I can do. Sorry.
She has no idea. Into this hack. Watch this.
Actually, I've read your terms, and I know you have a price adjustment policy.
First of all, I don't know what kind of commission she's going to get when you're talking about such a low dollar amount.
I mean, $400 isn't that low.
Secondly, she sounds like a porn star. I got to be honest with you. Money Lawyer Erica sounds like a porn star.
My guess is that.
And you know why? Because she spells it with a K. When your name is Erica, you spell it with a K, you sound like a porn star.
My guess is, though, the clerk probably just wants to get her off the phone. So they're like, whatever you want, you can have it. Just get off the line.
In other TikTok news, there's a guy who's gone viral. He works at Dunkin', and he gave customers free drinks. He said there's a holiday called MILF Monday. That's right, MILF Monday.
That's awesome.
Ooh, took some MILF.
To unsuspecting MILFs.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. What was the dollar for?
Oh, for the holiday today?
Oh, was
yeah, you followed? Did you check your app?
No.
Should have got the MILF Monday.
Oh.
Oh.
That guy's a legend. That's fantastic.
Is that what he is?
Yeah, I love
He's probably fired now. You know that, right?
It was worth it. That's fantastic.
Was it?
What's it, a minimum wage job? Why not?
And you think Erica's going over there?
Why not have a couple of ha-has?
Uh-huh.
Enjoy yourself a little bit in between the cappuccinos. All right, number two, listen to this doorbell cam audio. I'm telling you, every single day we find these stories, so you don't have to. There are bears on the loose in this country. Vicious, sharp-clawed animals.
Is that a monkey?
Yeah, they live in the wild, so.
This is a bear trying to get through a gate.
Stop right now. There's a bear right there. Can you hear me?
No!
Oh, he sees it.
No!
That's a bear. Back away. Go back to your car. That's
By the way, that guy talking is not the guy that lives there. That's an Amazon driver. That's how they knew the bear was on the other side of the gate. He was going to come in to bring a package, and there's a bear, and so the Amazon driver is dealing with the situation. The
doorbell my gosh.
Picked it all up, man.
Well, I hope they gave him 5 stars.
I hope he got a tip or something.
Yeah.
Number three, there's a student who's sitting in the audience of an opera. It's a Chinese student, and it's an Italian opera, which kind of makes this a little interesting.
Okay.
Well, apparently the performance is not going so well, and so this student jumps in and does the tenor part. How boring is a person that happened over to be rolling video of this? Sitting there at the opera. I need to keep this on my phone.
I thought it was very interesting, but that just goes to show you that
this person was ready to go with their phone recording this guy singing at the opera.
He was probably recording the person on stage singing and happened to hear the guy behind him.
Also, what a show off, huh? I mean, I know he is talented. I'll give him that.
I will give you that.
I hope that was a guy. I'm not sure it is. I can't really tell from this video, to be honest with you.
You are a loser.
Number four, Ashton Kutcher's ex, Demi Moore, and his current wife, Mila Kunis, appearing in the same AT&T commercial.
Awkward.
And now for our high school's most admired alum.
Get up there.
Shut up. This is so embarrassing.
It cuts to the both of them backstage. They walk out in there together. And I guess they agreed to do this. They say that in real life, they're actually friends.
Really?
How do you think Ashton feels about this? Maybe he's happy that they're friends.
I don't know. I know he has kids with Demi, right?
Yeah.
Don't they have kids? So, I mean, I guess for the kids' sake, that's good. But also,
I do remember that he was friends with Bruce Willis, because remember, she was with Bruce before Ashton.
Yeah. I don't know. I just not that type of person. I couldn't do it. That's just me, though.
I feel like you're a waiter. You see Bruce Willis, Demi, Ashton, Mila all coming. You're like, here's trouble. There's going to be, here's some drama. There's going to be a long
take
night.
Take the knives off the table.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
Number five, Janet Jackson says Michael used to tease her about her weight.
Wow.
Now, I've seen pictures of Janet Jackson all along, right?
Yeah.
Remember the music videos?
Yeah.
She just had a baby at 50. Mm-hmm. I mean, she takes care of herself.
Yeah.
She says Michael would call her a pig, a horse, and a cow.
That's awful.
And she says, I think he was joking, but it definitely hurt me deep down.
Yeah, you're kind of a cow. Hee hee. Oink, oink.
Did you just do this story so you could do that?
No. Listen, he's been dead a while. I can't use my Michael Jackson impression all that often anymore.
My guess is he's probably just doing the older brother, you know, making fun of the...
Because you're fat. You're fat. All of that.
You're so terrible.
No, it's awful.
That's awful.
She is not. And even if she was, he should never have said it.
Right.
All right. That one goes back into hibernation now for another 15 years.
Okay.
And a bonus story for you from Florida, because it's always Florida. Once again, Florida, congratulations, the shark bite capital of America, as it has been every year since 1837, the first year they began keeping track of these things. There were 73 unprovoked shark bites in the world, 47 of them in America, 28 in Florida alone.
Wow.
So, it's a big-ass shark!
Even the sharks aren't happy they've ended up in Florida. Thursday, world-famous celebrity birthday file. Patton Oswalt, very funny guy. He's 53 today. Bridget Fonda, Mimi Rogers, Chief John Roberts of the Supreme Court. There's a popular guy.
Yeah, super.
He's 67 today. Mozart was born on this day of history, and today is National Chocolate Cake Day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sign me up.
You know, a piece of chocolate cake for each movement of a Mozart symphony.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on movement number five. Give me the cake right now. Please. Oh, please. Give me the cake right now. I have to apologize that I sang twice in today's
That was
five.
A lot.
It was really unnecessary.
That was a lot.
But, you know, feeling loose.
It's He Said, She Said, with Robbie and Rochelle.
This is an interesting question. I have a fear of this, by the way, because I know how poorly in this situation I would do.
Okay.
If you were to be arrested, I guess the first question is, have you ever been arrested? With your friends and family here, you've been arrested. You've been taken into custody by the law. What would they immediately assume you had done? Based on your personality, based on your past history, based on your priors.
Okay.
The phone call comes. You get your little phone call from the precinct.
Yeah.
You call home. You say, well, I'm arrested.
Yeah.
What do they immediately think? First of all, have you ever been arrested?
You don't know this?
I don't think I know this. No,
I've never been arrested.
Okay.
Have you?
No.
Okay.
No.
No, I've never been arrested. I don't know. What would your parents think you've done?
Probably tax evasion, something like that.
Tax evasion?
Yeah.
You're crazy about your taxes.
Some
no
sort of
way.
White-collar crime would be my guess.
That's ridiculous.
I got a Ponzi scheme going like Bernie Madoff.
If it were tax evasion, it would be like a complete accident because you're crazy about that kind of stuff. Like, I mean, it's ridiculous.
No, they probably think I'd just lost my mind and, you know, road rage and punched the guy to death or something horrible. Yeah.
See, that seems more plausible than tax evasion. I don't know. Mine would probably be like... indecent exposure.
Oh my gosh.
No. I mean, couldn't you see that being a thing where I maybe had one too many glasses of wine?
Well, Rochelle has said this, is that she is okay with herself, but if she had an absolute perfect plastic silicone look jammed supermodel body, And by the way, I think you're pretty damn close.
Oh, you're very sweet.
But if you felt that way, that you were just a pinup model bimbo,
yeah,
you said that you would be walking around everywhere pretty much bare as naked.
Yeah. I mean, while you got it, flaunt it. No?
I spent all this money on plastic surgery. You're going to see me naked
all the time. No? I mean, if that's
if it'll make us some extra coin so I don't get arrested for tax evasion, then fine.
I don't know. I guess I could see myself being arrested for like breaking and entering or something if there were like an animal in a house that I thought was being hurt or something along those lines. I mean, I would actually break into a car if the, you know, if their windows were rolled up and it was hot. I've thought about
to save an animal.
Yeah. And you could, I mean, you get arrested for that. Absolutely.
I suppose you would, but then.
Or in a house, like if they were stuck in a house or a yard, I would break in to do that. Or if there was like a terrible ex that I didn't like, I might break into their house just to rummage through and see what's going on. I don't know.
Are you only not doing that because of fear of being caught?
No.
See, I don't, you know, I'm not the kind of person who could do this, but if I was a CIA operative, you know, like Jack Ryan or something like that,
yeah,
I feel like I'd probably be okay, you know, tell me where he is, you know, doing that sort of
torture?
Thing. I don't know about torture, but, you know, punching the guy or something.
Okay. Well, I guess you're not technically allowed to do that, but.
What do you mean you're not technically allowed to do that? You can't go beating people up.
Well, I mean, if you're in an interrogation, you're not technically supposed to do that, but you know that they do.
Well, I don't think punching a guy is considered torturing a person. That's just, just roughing them up a little bit.
Again, I've never been in an interrogation situation, but I don't think you're supposed to just, like, slam somebody in the face.
Maybe the police can't, but the CIA are, like, a different deal. Those black op people going to find Osama bin Laden and all of that.
You're not going to go to jail for that because obviously you're CIA.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But I'm just, so, like, in that, if I had the brains or the training or whatever, or the courage to be one of those guys,
yeah,
I feel like maybe I could be okay with it, but I don't know if it's the years of therapy and medication or whatever it is, but in real life, I generally just go, not worth it,
yeah,
and I'm okay with it.
Well, that's good.
But I'd rather come on the air here and complain.
But you're right. If you did call me and you said, listen, babe, I'm in jail, I'd be like, oh my God, who's dead? What happened? That would be my first thought, so yeah. Honestly. Was it Vinny?
All right. If you get arrested, what would be the first thing your friends and family thought you did? That's your he said.
She said.
We're just underway with this morning's he said.
She said.
There's something about a Thursday that is a weird day when it comes to these.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
Maybe it's a Tuesday if this is a rerun. I don't know. If you got arrested, your family has to come bail you out. They hear you're in trouble. What would they assume immediately you must have done?
Chris said illegal hacking. I'm not even good at programming, but for some reason, my parents think I'm some sort of super hacker.
Yeah, there is that person in the family that people think is the tech guy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Hey, can you take a look at the Wi-Fi in the house? It's not working. It's like, I really don't know anything about it. I just also have Wi-Fi, okay?
Martin said they would assume it involves drugs, and they'd probably be right.
Well, that's terrible.
Yeah, that is
terrible. Clean up your life. Mm-hmm. Stop it. Just say no, bro.
Stacy said my family would probably think I got a DUI or something drinking related.
Well, there you go. You know what's funny is how people are just, if you tell them that, well, last night I was by myself and I ate a tub of ice cream, drank 3 bottles of wine, people go, oh, are you depressed?
Yeah.
But then if you go to a bar and you have one drink, people say, well, make sure you don't drive. Like, I'm not going to drive. It's just funny how it's socially acceptable to fall asleep on the couch and pee yourself. You know what I mean? You probably should just tone it down.
In general?
Yeah. Because listen, you're talking to a guy who has woken up in the floor of his bathroom in a pool of his own liquids. You know what I'm saying?
That's not good. Gross.
Somehow that was okay. Did you walk home? I did, but I also slept in the bathroom, face planted on the floor.
You
know? All right. Line number 2.
So if I was arrested, I think that my family would actually assume the most minor thing.
Mm.
Like maybe shoplifting or something, because they think that I'm a goody two shoes. When reality, if I really was arrested, it probably would be for something much larger than that.
Well, that was a chilling answer.
Thanks.
Thank you for calling. Thanks for listening. Let's go back to line 1.
Yeah, probably jumping down on the field at a Patriots game.
Understandable. I think you might, if you're a Pats fan, you might be more likely to attack Tom Brady at a Buccaneers game.
Yeah, the problem is I'm still a fan of Tom's, even though, you know, he left. But he's such a beast.
All right. Thanks for checking in. So we'll get some more of these. You get arrested, your friends and family immediately assume that you've done what, based on the person you are? More of those coming up. Your he said.
She said.
It's he said. She Said with Robbie and Rochelle.
1 minute you're a free person, the next minute you're in handcuffs behind bars. You've been arrested. You've been taken into custody by an officer of the law, read your rights, and put behind bars. Your family, your friends need to bail you out. They hear about this. They know you're in trouble. What do they immediately assume you've done based on who you are?
Paul said political protesting or murder. Lucas said my wife would say reckless driving because I tend to have a lead foot.
Yeah, well, I don't know that you could get... I mean, for reckless driving.
Sure, yeah. If you're going 85 and a 25, you'll get arrested.
That's, I don't know if you get arrested
for
that.
Yeah, you will.
I don't think they really. They just give you a $1,000 ticket.
I don't know.
Well, I can show it to you.
Kristen said, I stole a snow globe from Macy's when I was 7. So my troubled past has finally caught up with me. I can't run forever.
It's funny you say this because we were at the mall a week or so ago with the kids. And you went off and did something. I think you got coffee with Lola. And yeah. I was with Grayson, who's almost 6. But he's still a little guy, right?
Yeah.
And we found there's a little newsstand. And we said, each of you can get something. This is my rule. As long as it's like less than 10 bucks,
right.
I'll get you a little treat because you're being a good boy today, okay?
Right.
And he was a good boy. And so I said, I get him a little pack of Pokemon cards, right. Which are like baseball cards.
Right.
Only with those
they're
weird.
Pokemon.
Yeah, the Pokemon on them.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're standing there. The lady that worked the counter is not there. Okay. So he's getting antsy. And I'm like, I'm sure she's coming back, buddy. It's got the little sign that says, you know, back in 15 minutes. And he wants to wait. I'm like, you sure you don't want to go look? Nope. We got to wait here for the cards. He's rummaging through the other things they've got there. And I got to tell you, I'm like hunched over staring at him with my eyes wide open, my eyes just to make sure he doesn't stick some Mentos in his pocket.
He would never.
Because I was so afraid that he'd get busted for shoplifting.
He would never do that.
You know
Come
what I'm
on.
Saying? Because I'll bet you a lot of kids do this and they don't mean to.
Yeah.
They just don't think of it. They don't know any better.
I remember doing that when I was little.
So you stole something from a store?
I did. Yeah. It was candy. That's what it was.
You should have been arrested.
I know.
You should have been prosecuted the full extent of the law.
My mom made me go take it back to the store and apologize.
Excellent. I have never been so proud to be her son-in-law. Also, you remember that story I told about face planting because you drank too much?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm just going to throw that out there.
Yeah, there you go.
Line number two.
Disorderly conduct, not because I was drunk and doing something stupid, but because I was telling my whole life story to the cop, and the cop was like, shut up, here's a ticket.
All right, thanks for calling. Thanks for being there. We'll keep some text going. You can also answer under the graphic on our Facebook page. You get in trouble. You get arrested. Your family automatically assumes what about you? You're he said.
She said.
Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning on 107.1 The Boss is brought to you by Deluxe Car Care, LLC.com, home of the Deluxe Rinseless Detailing Kit for a shine above the rest.